शुक उवाच अथो धवो निशम्यैवं कृष्णदर्शनलालसा सन्पयं प्रियसन्देशाय गोपीरिदं अभाषत। Shukadev Goswami said, having heard this, Uddhava then tried to pacify the gopis who were most eager to see Lord Krishna. He thus began relating to them the message of their beloved. Sri Uddhava Uvacha, Aho Yuyam Smapuranartha Bhavartyo Loka Pujitaha Vasudevi Bhagavati Yasam Ityarapitam Manaha. Sri Uddhava said, certainly you gopis are all successful and are universally worshipped because you have dedicated your minds in this way to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Report, although other devotees have certainly surrendered their minds unto Lord Krishna, the gopis are unique in the intensity of their love. Tanavrata tapo homa japa svadhyaya samyamai Sreyo bhir vivatais chanyai Krishne bhaktir isadhyate. Devotional service unto Lord Krishna is attained by charity, strict vows, austerities, and fire sacrifices, by japa, study of Vedic texts, observance of regulative principles, and indeed by the performance of many other auspicious practices. Report. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains the processes described here as follows. Dana, donations given to Lord Vishnu and his devotees. Vrata, observing vows such as Ekadasi. Tapas, renunciation of sense gratification for Krishna's sake. Homa, fire sacrifices dedicated to Vishnu. Japa, privately chanting the holy names of the Lord. Swadhyaya, study and recitation of Vedic texts, such as the Gopal Tapani Upanishad. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhavati Bhir Anutama Bhakti Pravrittita Drishtya Muninam Apidurlava. By your great fortune, you have established an unexcelled standard of pure devotion for the Lord, Uttama Shloka, a standard even the sages can hardly attain. Report. The term Pravartita indicates that the gopis brought to this world a standard of pure love that was previously unknown on the earth. Thus, Uddhava congratulates them on their unparalleled contribution to the religious life. Srimati Radhika Rani has just offered the expression of her divine love unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna through her conversation with the bumblebee. This beautiful pastime is taking place in a holy spot of Brajbhumi, which today is still worshipped. It is called Uddhava Kiyari. It is between Barsana and Nandagaon. To reach there, one has to walk for some distance into the forests of Braja. Beautiful place, very quiet, uninhabited by anyone, and hardly anyone ever goes to that place. Practically any time you go, you will have the great fortune of being in the seclusion of Krishna's holy land of Vrindavan. Such holy places have been uncovered by the six Goswamis and their followers on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to give fortunate and sincere pilgrims the opportunity to visit such places and to completely immerse their minds in the transcendental atmosphere. Of course, today, in most of the holy places of pilgrimage, they have become somewhat commercialized, and many have become very famous, and oftentimes big, beautiful temples or monuments are constructed in such places, thus attracting so many varieties of pilgrims, tourists, and oftentimes one has to really struggle to feel the sanctity and the purity of the atmosphere, because so much crowds and so much noise and so many people trying to take something from you. But in this place of Uddhava Kiari, you have to walk long way deep through the woods, many thorns piercing your feet. It is a tapasya, no doubt. Sometimes there are floods and you have to go through knee-deep water to reach there. As during our previous yatra with many devotees, we have experienced. But when you arrive, it is only the trees, the birds, and a complete quiet of the forest of Braja. Although there is no temple there, in fact, the only structure is one very old, very beaten up, and through time it has deteriorated. Just one little small structure which represents the place where Srimati Radharani had her most historical and wonderful discussion with the bumblebee. It is in this place that the gopis gave a seat to Uddhava and revealed the innermost feelings of their heart. And of course, through that revelation, the gopis revealed the highest principles of religious life to not only Uddhava, but to the entire world. Such feelings of love and devotion, such intensity of ecstatic love, have never been revealed to the world before as during this beautiful conversation between Srimati Radhika and the bumblebee. And it was here, at that holy place of Uddhava Kiari, that Uddhava's entire life was transformed. He was the best, closest friend and associate of Lord Sri Krishna. In fact, Krishna says to Uddhava that you are so dear to me, most dear to me. Not even Shiva, not even Brahma, not even Lakshmi Devi is as dear to me as you, Uddhava. Because you are a devotee who has surrendered his life and soul only for my loving service. In fact, Krishna said, not even myself is so dear as you. So here, Krishna is extolling the supremely most fortunate position of such a devotee who has surrendered everything to Krishna. In fact, in this verse, he says, my dear Uddhava, not even Brahma or Shiva, not even Balaram, and not even Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is as dear to me as you. Because we can understand that Lakshmi Devi and Balaram are immediate expansions of himself and his own pleasure potency. But a devotee who surrenders everything in Krishna's loving service becomes most dear to the Lord. So Krishna has put Uddhava in what appears to be the highest and most exalted position of devotion. But when Uddhava came to this holy place of Uddhava Kiyari, just outside of Nandagaon, and met with Srimati Radharani and her most close gopis, he came to a realization which completely transformed his life. He was living with Krishna. And he was very happy. The gopis were for a long time in separation from Krishna, not really knowing whether he would ever return. He was living in the beautiful, beautiful palatial city of Mathura as a prince, one of the royal dynasty. The gopis were simply laying in the grass of the forest, weeping and crying. But when Uddhava saw the nature of their love, he considered himself most insignificant. In fact, after this wonderful incident, Uddhava went to a place near Govardhan Hill, which is called Uddhava Kund, and there he performed tapasya for a long, long time in order to attain his supreme most desire in life, that he could become a blade of grass in Braj Bhumi, so that the gopis or one of the maidservants of the gopis may step on his head with their lotus feet. Such a beautiful divine sentiment. As a very royal personality coming from Mathura, socially, the gopis were just simple Vaishyas. He was of a kingly dynasty. How could he ask the gopis to place their feet on his head? They could have never agreed. Not only that, it would have been utterly embarrassing to them for him to ask such a question. So therefore, and also because of his very, very close relationship with Krishna, it would have been very embarrassing to request the gopis to place their feet on his head. So he wanted, from the core of his heart, to give up his royal position, to give up his prestigious honor of being such a great devotee of the Lord. He wanted to take a position where it would be completely natural, with no embarrassment whatsoever, for the gopis to gladly place their feet on his head. And for this reason, he performed great, great tapasya so that he could become a blade of grass. Trinadapi suniche na tarorapi sahishnana amani na manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says we must become more humble than a blade of grass. Uddhava very literally accepted this instruction in his life. Most people, they perform tapasya because they want to attain facilities of this world, profit, adoration, distinction, and various forms of sense gratification. But Uddhava performed tapasya so he could give up the highest distinction he had as Uddhava. He's the most famous of all devotees. He's living in royal luxury in the personal association of Krishna. Who could possibly want anything more than that materially or spiritually? And he left all that to do austerities so that he could become a blade of grass in Braja, where the gopis, without any embarrassment, could gladly place their feet on his head and he could collect the most precious of all wealth in the entire creation, the dust of the feet of the Brijvasis. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, one time in Vrindavan, people were coming to see him when he was living. He was living near Suryakund at one time, near Govardhan. And they bowed down, prostrated obeisances before Babaji Maharaj. And their whole bodies were covered with dust. So they began to with their hands, take the dust from their clothes and from their heads. And Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, he said that Uddhava performed such tapasya for so many years to get the dust of Vrindavan on his head. And it is so much, the demigods like Lord Brahma and Shiva, they are praying that they can receive even one grain of such dust from Brajbhumi upon their bodies. Because this is the soil that the gopis and the gopas are always traversing with their lotus feet. Therefore, this dust is the most valuable, precious wealth in all of material or spiritual creation. And Krishna is bestowing so much upon you, and you are wiping it off as if it's dirt. In fact, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji said, as far as I am concerned, the highest platform of good fortune is to be a street sweeper in Brajbhumi, because they are constantly, always covered with dust of Vrindavan. Such a high fortune they have. What is considered to be the lowliest position, a bhangi, a street sweeper, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was thinking, is the best possible position to have. Safest position. Always breathing in the dust, always covered by the dust, always seeing the dust of Vrindavan, completely covering your entire existence. But Uddhava, he was aspiring for the most humble position of blade of grass so that he could always have that dust upon his head. After hearing the beautiful song of Srimati Radhika to the bumblebee, Uddhava is revealing his heart to them. He is explaining that you gopis are all successful and you are universally worshipped because you have dedicated your minds in this way to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. So wonderful. The gopis are considering themselves to be the most unfortunate. And all of their prayers is with tears of love flowing from their eyes, just trying to somehow or other relieve themselves of the unlimited feelings within their heart of how unfortunate they are. That Krishna left us. Krishna has not only left us, but he's left us for others who are better than us. You know, in this material world, what does a woman think when the man she has given her heart to, if he just leaves her? That's painful. But when he leaves her for some other ladies, it is the most utterly devastating condition of brokenheartedness, probably in all the world. Would you agree? There are so many songs expressing the intensity of this pain. And such a woman in such a position considers herself not only utterly humiliated, but disgraced and heartbroken. Most unfortunate. Now the gopis, they did not identify Krishna as God. They identified Krishna as their lover. And they loved Krishna hundreds and millions and trillions, infinitely more and greater and purer than any love that can ever take place between any man or woman of the material creation. And yet here, Sri Radharani and the gopis are complaining of their great misfortune. That he stole our hearts. We gave up everything only for him. We took every possible risk for his pleasure. He's completely captured our mind, our senses, our entire existence. We cannot forget him for a moment. And he left us. And he's with the ladies of Mathura. How unfortunate we are. In this society today, people are very fond of listening to love songs. And most love songs are songs about frustrated love, about broken hearts. Because love is most intense in that state of consciousness. I know in the West, and probably in the East, as far as mundane love songs go, for every one that sings about how wonderful they're feeling because they're with their beloved, there's probably 100 songs singing about how much pain and suffering they're experiencing because their lover has left them for another. We should know that they are all perverted reflections of the song of Radharani to the bumblebee. What we have read over the last few days is the supreme, purest, original love song, Love and Separation. Thinking themselves to be most unfortunate, but Uddhava, upon seeing the quality of their devotion, is telling them that you are the most fortunate. No one ever was, is, or ever will be more absorbed in ecstatic love for Krishna
than all of than the gopis of Vrindavan. This is his conclusion.
And he's explaining that the gopis are universally worshipped. They're laying alone in the jungles crying. Who's giving any credit to the gopis? Although it appears at the immediate time of Uddhava's statement that the gopis are completely forgotten and forsaken, Uddhava is explaining that even the greatest saints, even the greatest sages throughout history have not established such an unexcelled standard of pure devotion for the Lord as the gopis. People perform strict vows. They give so many donations. They follow regulative principles, perform austerities, chant japa, study Vedic texts. Even the greatest personalities who have performed all of these religious functions have never attained such a state of divine consciousness. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is explaining here in purport that all of these activities, dana, vrata, tapa, homa, japa, swadhyaya, they are all with Krishna in the center. He's explaining real charity is to give donations to Lord Vishnu and his devotees. That is the highest supreme charity. Real vrata is to perform vows like Janamastami fast, Ekadasi, Kartik, vows that are especially meant to fix your mind on Krishna. Real tapas is to renounce sense gratification, but for Krishna's sake. Homa, sacrifices dedicated only to Vishnu or Krishna. Japa, privately chanting Krishna's holy name. Swadhyaya, study and recitation of the Vedic texts with which, such as Gopal Tapani Upanishad, those texts which instill and awaken bhakti, devotion to Krishna within the heart. In this way, every aspect of a devotee's life is exclusively to remember Krishna, to serve Krishna, and to please Krishna. And those great souls who have been performing such activities even for lifetimes have never even attained a glimmer of the nature and quality of the meditation of the gopis toward Krishna. Thus, Uddhava congratulate them for their unparalleled contribution to religious life. In other words, Uddhava is seeing the gopis as preachers, as the greatest, supreme most preachers that ever lived. He is seeing them as truly acharyas. Because by their words and by their example, they are establishing such a contribution to religious life for all eternity. So here Uddhava is giving us a very sublime perception of what preaching Krishna consciousness really is. Sometimes we think that a preacher is one who just goes from place to place and argues with people and talks with them and recites various slokas from the Shastra. Actually, the best preacher is a preacher by whose life changes other people's hearts. Preaching is not just a matter of debate or philosophical presentations. Real preaching is changing a person's hearts. And of course, it is the quality of our life and the sincerity of our words which will change people's hearts, not simply our intellectual capacity to memorize and recite. The gopis, they were not traveling. They were just making garlands, cooking prasad, churning butter, milking cows. Just such ordinary, simple, domestic life in the forest of Vrindavan. But because of the intensity of their love, what was the nature of their preaching? That for all time to come, all races are hearing about their glories and following in their footsteps, and lives are changing. He is explaining that you are giving the highest contribution to religious life universally. For all creation, you are establishing the principles. Srila Prabhupada used to say that purity is the force and preaching is the essence. The gopis were the greatest preachers. By simply crying for Krishna, they changed the hearts of the greatest saints and sages. And they gave us all something to strive for, and the ways and the means by which we can strive for it. They changed Uddhava's heart. And Shukadeva Goswami, by narrating the quality of their love, the quality of their consciousness, they are changing the hearts of even us today, 5,000 years later. Such exalted acharyas and preachers the gopis were, in their own simple, humble, and loving way of loving Krishna. So this is a preaching movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he established a movement, that he wants the holy name of Krishna to be chanted in every town and village on this whole planet. And he has given us this responsibility to help in this preaching mission. But when Srila Prabhupada was asked, what is the greatest way we can serve you? He replied, to love Krishna. Because the more you love Krishna, the more your preaching will have potency. The more your every act, your every word, your every thought will change people's lives. So therefore, we should know that although we are a preaching movement, we must preach on the basis of purity. And that means we must strive and struggle with great attention to perform our sadhana. If we just think simply by going out and speaking to people, I will do great seva, that is good, no doubt. But we should know that unless we are living a very spotless, pure life, and unless we are very, very attentively performing our sadhana, we will not have the purity and the love by which we can really give anybody anything. It is true that simply by repeating the words of our spiritual master that we will be giving the highest charity. But the spirit, the humility and the devotion in which we repeat those words is what will change people's hearts. If we say some other words, then there's no chance of changing people's hearts the right way. We must simply repeat. But we must repeat in such a way that Krishna's love can come through us. And that is why, simultaneous to our seva of going out and trying to reach people with the message of Harinam Sankirtan, we must simultaneously be very, very, very careful to emphasize amongst each other the absolute necessity of living a completely pure life, a no-nonsense life, and very, very strictly chant 16 rounds every day with great care and attention, and very carefully hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, and very cautiously and with tremendous enthusiasm associate with advanced devotees of the Lord. In this way, we can develop those spiritual qualities by the grace of the Vaishnavas, in which whatever preaching we do, Guru and Krishna can manifest themselves through our pure desire to change people's hearts and to change people's lives. That is a preacher. Srila Prabhupada said, better to be a sincere sweeper of the street than a charlatan meditator and big preacher. Because that person will actually affect people's hearts in a more sublime way. So this is a wonderful, wonderful example. Uddhava here in this verse is extolling the gopis as the greatest of all preachers, who are establishing the highest principles universally of religious thought for all time to come. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the greatest of all preachers that ever came into this earth, when he traveled through South India, he converted practically the entire country to Krishna Bhakti. He took sannyas only for the purpose of running after the conditioned souls, chasing after them to give them Krishna Nam and Krishna Prema. And what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ultimate preaching platform? Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayora Dasa Dasami Das. To become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis, whose Lord and Master is Krishna. And he also explained, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that there is no standard of purity and love as that of the gopis. And he was giving their love to the world. So Uddhava, such a sublime and wonderful realization he's having, that these simple housewives churning butter, we have read, Uddhava is thinking, there is Vasishtha Muni and Vishwamitra Muni and Nali and Atri Muni and all these great, great acharyas, Narada Muni, who are traveling, preaching, converting so many millions, going from town to town, village to village, planet to planet, converting great kings. But he's saying, but you gopis, you are the best, you are the most powerful preachers I've ever seen. Just sitting home churning butter. Because the quality of your devotion is going to permeate the entire universe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So let us be so thankful to the previous acharyas who have so deeply absorbed their own consciousness in this mood of pure unalloyed love of Krishna. In fact, so many of the acharyas in our disciplic line are actually the principal gopis of Vrindavan who have descended to this world to preach. How fascinating and amazing. We're reading about Uddhava extolling the glories of the preaching of these gopis. But what is their preaching mood? To take this same feeling that they are expressing at Uddhava Kiari, Radharani incarnated as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to travel far and wide to preach. Lalita Sakhi descended as Swarup Damodar Goswami to preach. Vishakha Devi descended as Ramananda Rai to preach. Sudevi appeared as Anantacharya to preach. Tungavidya Shakhi appeared as Prabodhananda Saraswati to preach. Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Rasa Manjari, Raga Manjari, Vilas Manjari. They appeared on this earth as Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. In this way, Manjuli Manjari appeared as Lokanath Goswami, Kasturi Manjari appeared as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So the gopis of Vrindavan, the same gopis that we are reading about here, who Uddhava is saying are the greatest preachers, they actually appeared in male forms just to preach the glories of Vrindavan, of pure devotional service. And what did they all preach? They all preached, the gopis have given us this message, that we can all enter into this loving lila of Sri Krishna by just following the principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by associating and serving the Vaishnavas, and by chanting Krishna's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.